Hi guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of
The Messy In Between.
It's definitely TMI!
I was sure I was going to fuck something up there.
100%. Do you know, my first one is I was looking here at the camera when we started. I was like, oh yeah, no, it's here.
Oh guys, it's been 5.5 years since we last shot.
Five and a bloody half.
It feels like it's been forever.
It does.
But at the same time, it also doesn't feel like it's been forever.
For me, it feels like it's been forever.
It's because you've been in another land.
I've gone. I guess that's why.
Yeah.
But can you congratulate, guys, people go on holiday. People do anything, but the episodes are still there.
Imagine.
I hope you guys really appreciate it.
We are really trying to be consistent, but for what?
That's the question. We were asked. Consistently going towards
that day really changed my life, man.
Even now when people call us consistent, I'm like,
but for what?
For what?
Yeah, you're so hardworking.
But for what? Towards what?
Yeah.
I mean, towards what?
Never rest. But for what?
For what? For what? Where are you going? Where are you headed?
That was truly a life-changing moment for me.
It was. Because we care so much about consistency. It's like, but what's behind that?
Yeah.
Forever changing.
We actually need to do an episode on that, on like things which like you so strongly believe, but you've not asked yourself why?
But why?
What is it?
Why must you be consistent? Yeah. Why must you pull up the affirmation every day? Why?
For what?
Set two.
Yeah.
For what?
Exactly. That's the question. Anyway, guys, welcome to another episode of TMI Podcast KE. We're so glad that you could join us. Thank you for watching TMI.
Thank you so much for listening to TMI.
Thank you for supporting us. We love you guys so much. We won Podcast Influencers of the Year at the Pulse Influencer Awards 2023.
Second year in a row.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And we're 2 years old.
Imagine.
Shut up.
Actually, I don't even thought about that.
We're two years old and we've won it twice.
Thank you guys so much. For us, it's just like, I just feel like it's so validating and so affirming. It's like you started off, and like we didn't start off to just have like a podcast, just like any podcast. It's like we wanted to have a really
something amazing, special.
Like something we can really be proud of. And I think we're really proud of what we have.
I think so. Yeah. And now for me, TMI for sure feels like it's like another entity.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like somewhat of a cult, right? Like there's a cult building here.
Literally,
you know, so I feel like even the way I treat TMI is like, it's in a different way. Like this is something people care about. Mm. This is something that people really find impactful. So we carry it with that same weight, guys. And we love you so much for doing that. Mm. I met so many in between us in the UK. London, we are coming. So we said,
if you guys keep subscribing,
we keep getting this bag.
Yeah.
We can do London.
But also, if you're like a UK brand and you just want to fly us out there, we are not against taking a trip.
We have said no.
We are not against being paid in a trip.
We have said no.
We have said no to nothing. We cannot say no to anything. Don't you just feel like TMI is like bigger than you?
Oh, it is, for sure. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I treat TMI like this is not me anymore.
This is like this thing
that I must respect. Oh, I can't play around with TMI, even though I'm one half of TMI.
Literally, yeah. It's like,
that's how we feel.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Joe also won Instagram Influencer of the Year. Second year running. Thank you so much for not charging us rent on Instagram.
Oh yeah,
thank you so much.
No, for now you can keep it. I'm gonna allow you. Yeah. So
congratulations,
you guys can
and you deserve
thank
it
you.
So much.
Thank you.
You are hardworking. You are impactful. You create content that is like, I've got to see it. If I'm not seeing your story, who else have I watched?
Even when I create mom content and you're screenshotting
I'm
for
just
your
like,
kids,
God, wow, Jaden is gonna need
gonna
this
need
jumper.
It.
No, it's amazing. Congratulations, baby girl.
Thank you.
So
honey.
Yeah, I wasn't able to be at the award because I was out gallivanting.
Yeah. And when I tell you guys, it feels like I went to the ceremony without my legs. Literally, that's what it felt like.
But
I was just like
my also her with Zach the whole time.
Now I had to. In fact, I asked him. You know, the funny thing is that Zach has never come with me to like any like public kind of like event
like
that.
That's why you can see who.
So in fact, even when he volunteered to come, I was just like, wait, is this a prank? Like, what do you mean? Why is he? Yeah, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah.
But then he was like, no, it's just because Lydia is not there and I know you would have wanted her to be there. So that's why I thought.
That is
like,
so thoughtful.
And he was like, if you were here, he definitely would not have come at all. Which I was like, oh, well, I guess it was not such a bad thing that Lydia was not here because then I got
also,
to be my man.
I feel like when your man is in those situations, to see who the fuck he's with.
Right. Excuse me, please. That feels really nice. But yeah. I mean, it was really nice, but I would have loved for you to be there.
I know, I would have loved to be there as well. And actually, when you were walking there out on your own, I was like,
I know.
Where are you? Where are you?
Let me tell you the most annoying thing about, you know, being there, meeting anyone, and everyone's just like, say hi to Lydia. Lydia couldn't come. Akina, Lydia mekuacha. So now Lydia, oh, I'm like, guys, she's not Mutana, okay? I don't live with her. It's just once in a while we are together. Yeah, God.
But in those kind of events, for sure. Actually, any industry event, yeah, is like, oh, Murugi.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. But I also love it. I love that. Yeah. Like, our friendship is like that.
Yeah, and
that
we're associated
that
with each other.
I love that.
Yeah, I also love it.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
Guys, we've said this the first time we've shot in so long. So the mochene, the preamble is like so long.
20 minutes in. Perhaps we start the recording.
Perhaps
of the pod.
It would be great if we Perhaps, start. Yeah. Perhaps it would be great.
So we love each other. But you know what we don't love? Things that men do. That's my intro.
You know what we don't love? Men.
Men.
You know what we hate? Men.
But you know, funny enough, I feel like on social media, people are always dragging us that we drag men.
Actually,
which is crazy.
This is why we are doing this episode. Because if you thought we were dragging men and that we hate men, now you have the evidence.
Yeah.
Now
and,
you have
the and want to give reasons.
We want to give reasons. So when you go out there and you say, those men hating women, you have an episode
that's
to refer
it. It's
to.
This
you know,
one. Actually,
this
yeah.
one. So today we are doing things men do that women hate. Mm. We want you to join us so that when they say we hate men, no, we want it to be all of us.
It's not just us. It is most, let's not say most, with some
most
women.
And actually, if there's a woman who likes anything on this list, pick her. Just pick her.
Some of them, it's like, you see, also depending on, the more I was like developing the list, I was like, depending on what your traumas are, it might be a good thing or it might be a bad thing. It might be something that you don't realize. Let me give an example.
Please.
My first one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I really don't like it when my man acts like he doesn't know how to do something, so that either he needs me to help him do it or he needs me to just get it done for him. You see?
What's that thing called? Something
weaponized incompetence.
That's
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying depends on what trauma.
So for example, let me say, for example, and I saw this online actually.
Look at me.
So there are some, exactly. Relax. There are some women who actually like it because they want to mother their...
They want to be needed.
They want to be needed because that's the only place, time you feel valuable. If he can do everything and you're maybe you're not even the breadwinner, you don't bring any money into the relationship, what is your value there? So you love it when he says, oh, babe, no, I just really like it when you clean the carpet. I just really love it when you change the bulb. No one changes the bulb like you. Yeah. So you see, some of these things, in fact,
I could vomit
speak,
on my mic
yeah,
right now.
So some of these things can be interpreted in different ways. So as we speak, perhaps think about if it's something that men are doing that clearly many women hate, but you perhaps like it.
Address
maybe
it.
Maybe it's a thing to address.
Address
or maybe
it.
just think about.
Because weaponized incompetence, there is a word weaponized. Mm. It's there so that majority of the labor can be on you. Mm. I pretend like I'm a child and you do all of the work. And as Kit asks us, is the man the head of the household or the firstborn? Because it can't be both.
Yeah.
It can't be both.
To you.
Mm?
To you. Yeah. And you see, there's also the opposite. So for example, if your man treats you like a child, remember there was a time that we did and I don't know, it was a dilemma or something where someone was like, this guy is so much older than her and she's dating him and he has kids and his kids are almost the same age as her and it's like he treats her exactly like a and so to someone it's just like maybe you don't like being treated like a child, but to someone else, because you want your man to fill the shoes of the father who did not give you love or emotional
I am tagging myself.
I told you when my therapist said your husband is not your father and I was gasping and shocked beyond measure. I was like, just because I want him
what
to whisper in my ear, I'm proud of you and I approve of everything you're doing, doesn't mean that I want him to be my dad.
Where do you see father in that? I don't see that connection.
Where is the connection? Exactly. So you see, you have to tag yourself.
Yeah. I feel like the ones we're going to say, I feel like are generally, like if you're a man and you're trying to study what women hate, you can use this as a rule of thumb.
Reference
you will
point.
Find that somebody will like it. But generally speaking, not so much.
That is true. Okay, fine. Go first.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Well, you've already gone.
I've already
okay. My first one, things women, one thing that women hate that men do is hiding their emotions. I don't know a woman alive not crying, relax. We know what you feel. We know relax.
I was ready to rebut.
But that, like, holding yourself in a way that somebody can't feel who you are. Like, everything is just kind of macho. Either it's even happiness. You're holding happiness. You're holding sadness. I never know what you feel. Everything is like, I don't know a woman alive who loves that. Does anyone? No.
Like, being it's indifferent.
Yeah, it's almost being like indifferent. You're holding your emotions so much that everything is neutral. If something is amazing, if something is sad, we've been devastated by a flood. Jake, are you alive? Are you alive?
We can't find our kids.
Yeah.
It's just like, do you like our Mutana kids?
Mutana is missing.
It's missing.
You know, it's like, that's not human.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of things that men, they're not encouraged to be as expressive with their emotions. But I feel like now, the more we are becoming a bit more woke, the more it's just like, I want to see how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. You almost got fired. Let's discuss that. That kind of been nice. You know, it's like, we want to feel like we are feeling you, and there's no connection without vulnerability.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here?
Like, laugh. Do you know how to laugh?
Yeah.
Can you laugh like from
we
your stomach?
We know your man knows how to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
But very few men know.
Very few.
Very few.
And I feel like, obviously, we recognize that this is all based in how men are raised and how boys are told not to express themselves. And they are really, in fact, if you cry, if you whatever, it's just like, why are you acting like a girl kind of thing. However, I do feel like there's a difference between where most men lie and where Lydia and Murugi are.
For sure.
Crying in the middle of a shoot.
Anytime.
For example, in front of the camera, in front of hundreds of thousands of people. For us, that's just like any Tuesday.
An average Friday.
Or average Thursday in our lives. And I think there's something between where we are and like where not expressing anything is.
Yeah.
There's also a way, like, I can be like, you know, when you said that, you know, that you didn't like my hair, that really hurt me. Without it being like, you know, you said, at least I've expressed it.
Manage your emotions. Yeah,
exactly.
Fine,
yeah.
But just let me see that you have them.
Or even just like, tell me that I'm feeling sad. I'm really happy to be
even
here.
Even that.
I'm just saying it.
I'm really happy to be
I'm
here.
I'm really happy to be with you. Yeah. I'm so excited for us to watch that movie. Like, just say, even just say, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wait, please. The hiding your emotions thing is outdated.
Yeah.
It's outdated, guys. We're doing this. Get in. We are expressing our emotions.
Also, something else about that. I kind of like it when it's like, my man maybe is not as expressive around other people,
but
or like
for
in public,
me.
But for me, like, I know that he's gonna tell me tonight
everything.
How exactly
he's
that
going
I
to
love
cry.
That. Yeah, so it's not really, in fact, actually, it's more a matter of trust because I feel like for him to be vulnerable with you, he has to trust that you're never going to use that against him.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't expect Jake from down the road to start coming crying to me, but it's like, if you in relationship, in spaces where it's just like, this is your sister, this is your mom, this is your woman.
How
we
want to
see you.
Yeah.
And I know that there's been punishment before, but a lot of women are really waking up to the fact that it's actually really important for men to express themselves, men to feel how they feel, and for them to be recognized as feelings humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Humans with feelings.
Humans with feelings.
Feelings humans, guys. Yeah.
Feelings
just like
humans.
Feelings. I love that. Something else that men do that I just makes me so annoyed, and my man is tagged here.
Oh, God.
It's like, not understanding something about women, but like being comfortable in the not understanding. So it's just like, oh no, that's just a women's thing. You know, it's just like, but you could also read about it and now you could also understand and we can all understand. You know,
fuming,
right?
Fuming.
I know.
That
is so annoying. And it's like, they'll just resign to like, oh yeah, that's just not something that I know kind of thing. But you could know. You could know, because if there's like something about men that I don't understand, I'd like go research,
I'm curious,
speak
so
to
I can
other men,
understand you
exactly, so that I can help you, so that
it's
I can.
So infuriating.
I
oh
find
God,
that
I'm
so annoying.
Annoyed.
No,
yeah, especially for me, if it's like matters of like sexual health, because majority of the times my sexual health is something about us. You're affected. Oh,
yes.
Gyna.
Come on, relax.
Take a breath, Jake.
But you're not screaming when it's sex time.
Oh,
but when it's sexual health time,
you're out.
We don't know.
No.
That's not.
You're right.
Yeah, even things like when you want to talk about, like, let's say contraception and it's like different kinds. Oh, it's like there's a female condom. You know there's a female condom? Ah, Miss Junkies of YouTube may don't know these things.
Joe, stop triggering me.
So, research,
stop
I know.
Fucking triggering me.
Go and Google. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
oh, curiosity.
That's the thing.
Like, oh, what's that about?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy. I'm happy to lead, by the way. People say that, you know, men should just go and do their own research. I'm happy to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm happy, but
I'm happy
be curious.
To send you even articles.
Or tell you, like, okay, this is how this, you know, like, this more information.
Yeah, that's I know. So upsetting. And it's like, if it's year one, year two, year three, whatever, people are not, he's not like meeting you where you need him to meet you. No, actually, please. No. And that kind of man, now once you're pregnant, and it's like, oh, so you'll take me to the guy and no. You know, me, I'll wait for you at home.
You just go.
Okay, at least my man has never. Yeah. My man would never.
So
he's like,
which is no, which level? So for 10 him, it's like something. Go and give birth on your own. Because me, it's Juangis of you two.
Okay, but maybe my man is like a four. Like super, my man is like a four. And it's like very specific things. It's not like something as you know, like consequential as sexual health.
Yeah.
It's like to small things, which sometimes I'm just like, but also last year you didn't know. So, but now you still don't know. Please. Yeah.
Tell
come
us.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I agree. Mm-hmm. That following on with that, another thing which I can be sure that 99% of women hate, which is a follow on to what you just said. Mm-hmm. Men who literally jump in sheer shock about periods. Right?
Oh, right.
Let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
I am also not dancing with my period. I'm not just like, ooh, baby.
Yeah.
I love the smell. I know it's blood.
You don't love the smell?
But you smell it though.
Yeah, but you're
everyone smells
to.
It. Everyone smells it.
Yeah,
everyone smells
it's
the it.
Iron.
I don't
the,
know what it
is. There's just something.
Weird.
You just
know. Wanna
know. Yeah.
Why? Mm. Anyway, I feel like I don't expect you to also be like, wow, this is such an amazing experience. We've had sex and this period everywhere. Mm. But I need you to contain your grossness because now that's a feeling that can really separate you, like make you feel like you're just here being odd.
Yeah.
And also it's like, are you 12?
Are we 12?
Are you 12
yeah.
years old?
Yeah.
Like, yuck.
No.
Yuck.
Actually, no. That's the
yuck.
End of that relationship.
No, for sure.
I can understand somebody being like a little bit like
uncomfortable.
Especially if it's like a guy who didn't have sisters or maybe has just never interacted
yeah.
with it in person. Like you've
I'm
never.
I'm here for it.
But Yuck.
And guess what? He just came from outside, inside
yeah,
you.
But
barking.
Now, yeah.
Now it's yuck.
Now it's yuck.
Yeah, if you guys have watched the movie Fair Play, like the first scene is like they're having sex
now
and
I gotta
period.
Watch it.
Yeah, they have sex and this period.
She knew she was on her period.
No, she didn't, right? But they just normalized that situation. It wasn't like, this is so fun, but it was just like, this is normal.
Yeah.
I am a man. I am aware that you get periods. This happens.
And the,
I loved
the
that.
The blood is not going to burn off
the
your penis.
The next day, he was just like, pull out that tampon. No one cares. We're having sex.
So this is pornography that you're watching?
I didn't say. Me, I didn't say it's
oh
not
my
pornography.
God. Is this a limited series?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, good. I
yeah,
only watch movies or limited series.
Me,
I'm not going to do at now seven seasons.
Yeah, it's
over,
like an hour and a, no, it's like 2 hours or something. But
cute.
Every second worthwhile.
Really?
One of the best films. Oh my God. We can discuss it when you're done.
So you masturbated after?
No, it wasn't so about sex. Oh, you
okay,
see,
fine.
You just go watch it.
I just go.
Just go watch it.
But
yeah,
but anyway,
please.
I like that. I completely
I think
concur
most
with
women
that.
Would say that's childish.
Yeah. Some, and I feel like it starts as periods, but also now when it comes to like, again, giving birth
and things
and
like
it's
that.
Like what and or like breastfeeding and like oh your milk is pouring from your boob or whatever
like
I don't expect you to be
like,
jumping
or like you need to help me because I see that women need help sometimes even like going to the bathroom after
yeah.
they give birth
exactly
not him it's not him
no yeah
do
no.
it yourself
these some of these things you can tell from Mapema you
right?
can tell from early on
yeah
here's something else that men do that that women tend to hate but women in this case is like me taking the word no as like a oh she wants me to keep pursuing her and not being able to read the room. This is one of the ones which I said is like kind of could be
yeah.
chancy because sometimes women say no and really they mean yes. And
yeah.
it's like you're trying to play hard to get because society has told you that you shouldn't just say how you feel.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just express yourself.
Your
instead, you need
is
to
based
like
on how hard.
right. <please. laughs> And it's supposed to be like, oh, if he texts you, don't reply immediately. Let's wait 47 seconds before actually opening the message. And
ugh.
Then like all these guys. Sometimes I just really thank God that I'm out the dating scene because, like, I couldn't.
Even I'm in the dating scene and I'm not doing that.
And
if I have to do that
crazy.
With you,
yeah.
you're not the guy.
It's just like,
bye.
Because why?
Why?
Why are we playing these games? And so for me, I always just feel like if someone has said no, it's a no. It's not an invitation for you
yeah.
to try harder for you to, you know, buy me two more drinks for whatever.
Mm.
I feel like the no is just the no. And
yeah.
men need to realize that really, these days, women are just saying no and they mean actually
yeah.
no. They don't
yeah.
want you.
Give me, are you sure? If you're feel, you're very feel like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I really want this.
Yeah.
No, that's
done.
It. That's it. And you girls
you.
Who are perpetuating this idea that no doesn't mean no,
yeah.
you're creating a problematic environment.
Yep.
What really infuriates me is the fact that I've made a decision, but to you, that's not really a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are the one who knows better. That's what infuriates me about that.
It's like you're a child, actually. And it's that you're saying no, but the only reason you're saying no is because you don't have the full information.
Yeah, you don't.
You haven't seen the real me.
Yeah, you don't even have the capacity to really make this decision. So let me continue to convince you that me who knows best, this is what I believe.
And it's really bad when it's online, but it's even worse when it's in person. Because in person, it's like, I've said no, I just want you to leave my space.
Yeah.
But like, you're literally not leaving. So now? Now we're just both here. Oh my God, it's the worst.
Disgusting.
It's the worst.
Stop doing that, please.
Here's another thing that men do actually related to that. Men don't care about wedding rings at all. Like a woman's wedding rings. It's like a man will like, he will not care the fact that I'm married.
Maybe you're even more attractive.
Perhaps. But I just find it so crazy. Like, does the thought not even cross your mind? Like, oh, she's married. Okay, fine. No.
But women are even worse.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay,
in
fine.
In fact,
you're
that's
right.
Like, oh, this is even great.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to deal with your shit. Mm. I don't have to hear you cry.
Okay.
I can just take your money, fuck you, and go.
Okay, so this is something that men do that women hate, and women do that men hate.
Do men
but
hate
do men
it?
Hate it?
I don't know. The jury is still out.
It's still, we'll let you know. We'll let you know.
Another thing that I'm pretty sure all women hate that men do is catcalling. What? Like, first of all, it's just... And it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been catcalled. It's been
a minute. But it's because you drive. You never walk anywhere outside.
This is true.
Yeah.
I walked a lot in the UK, but no one...
Yeah, they are...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I actually, now when you just said it, I was just like, yeah, actually, we never walk. Because the places where you'd be walking, like on the side of the road, where it's like these construction workers or these just like random guys at a bar or whatever, you're not necessarily walking. Privilege.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, I actually said, I feel bad that we're not in an environment where I can walk more.
Yeah.
Because I think I would love, I actually
enjoy
walking.
It's so nice, right? Yeah.
But dare you.
You're debating here with like boda boda guys
you're
and like a taxi.
Afraid
you're afraid, whatever weighs your bag. You can't wear certain things. You see, in the UK, you can't even be walking around with your tiny ass shorts. Here, you'll have to wear a t-shirt, a hat, and jeans. That's what you're walking around in. Mm-mm.
And do you know what? Actually, when I realized that, I was like, that is such a sad thing that women here don't get.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't know that freedom.
It's
of just walking and being seen as an actual human being who has the right to do whatever.
Yeah, crazy. I remember the day when you wore those like short skirt kind of thing, and it was just like, no, you know you can't actually walk.
Never.
You couldn't. No, you can't. Yeah.
That is so
sad. Because now you're inviting, you know, rape. You're inviting rape. Yeah.
If you do that.
That's, yeah.
Okay, that took a dark turn.
I
but
know.
I was really saying that catcalling, when somebody is walking, what in your right mind? You don't want to go to her and speak to her. You just want to make random noise for everyone to see.
Yeah.
It's such a degrading thing.
Honestly, it is.
It's horrible. But yeah, I can't remember the last time I was catcalled for sure.
In a bar?
People would tap you like, oh, hey. Like,
oh, that.
The tapping.
Tapping or just like touching me at all, anywhere.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Without
or like
any perfect. No.
The hand holders. The hand holders.
Even the ones who like will hold you at the back. Like this kind of thing.
And I don't know you.
I actually, anyone touching, a man touching me and I don't know you. Oh, I have not given you consent.
Stop.
No, I wouldn't.
Stop. Stop doing that. That's terrible.
Yeah, no.
And it feels horrible.
Yeah, it feels horrible. And then you just feel unsafe. I just instantly feel unsafe.
Yeah, especially if like, you know, it's like there's no vibe.
Mm.
You know, it's like you've talked to me, you see that
there's
a
like,
vibe.
Oh,
and
then, like,
that's
cute.
That's sexy.
But you'll know if you
catch
you are
the
there.
Vibe.
Exactly.
If I'm screaming, no, stop, you ugly monkey. A nod to the fact that I don't want to be here and I don't want to do this.
No, you ugly monkey.
Leave me alone. Yeah, I feel like most women would say that they don't like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Touching us or like just like catcalling, really annoying.
Yeah.
Another thing that men do that it's one of those things that perpetuates the patriarchy in a really bad way is not calling their friends out when their friends are saying dumb things or are doing dumb things. You have a boy and like he is always cheating on his girlfriend. He is homophobic. He is, I don't know, always disrespects women. Mm-mm. But you're like, no, but me, I'm not like that. You know, leave that guy. Because you're busy trying to save your friendship, but you're not willing to actually have a conversation with your friend about like, yo, you know what? This is actually not cool. Like, they actually, your wife and your girlfriend never want to hang out with your friends because your friends are unruly and stupid.
And that's okay with you.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Yep.
And let me tell you, so many men are comfortable to say they think a man is inappropriate. They know that a man is aggressive or he dances around the word consent. But they don't do anything about
it. They won't do anything about
it. I think that really irks me about that. The man, the bystander.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're really convicted about this, have a conversation. How are you even like aligning in values with someone who is like this?
That's the
thing.
Who
treats people terribly.
And in fact, women. I feel like sometimes men will now use that as like a show of like, but you see me, I'm not like that. So it's like, you who is like, this is the way people should be. It's not like now we should be grateful that you're this way. That you don't treat women badly and you don't catcall and you don't, like, I don't know, tap women's asses or sexually abuse them in the club or whatever. So now it's just like, yeah, wow, we are just so grateful that you're like that, because like this person is so horrible. No. It's not. Mm-mm.
In those situations, I feel like the bystander, you're still a problem.
Yeah,
you
actually.
You are still definitely a problem. Mm. And the fact that your boys think that they can do that in front of you.
That is the. That's
and also, how do
why?
I know?
Why are
how
they
do
so
I know? How do I know you're not like that? Or that's what you're showing me?
Yeah.
Because your boy does that, and you feel no way.
Yeah.
You feel.
In fact, you're all joking about it. You're all joking about it. And you see, the thing is that what you condone in your circles is like, obviously, then if you are the one, it comes time for you to do it. Of course, none one is ever gonna say anything.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What men excuse and what they admire says a lot. Says a lot.
What
in
men
that,
excuse and admire.
Yeah,
wow.
It's true. Especially. The ones men admire, like, even if it's like a public situation and you see him admiring this man who literally just beat the shit out of his wife.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, so what did she do? No, like, no, he had to put his foot down.
Yeah, prioritizing friendship over literal, like, human rights abuses.
Madness. Another thing, in that same breath which you just pointed to.
In that same breath. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you the last time a man slapped my ass when I was in a club. I remember it. I remember it. I think it was 2017. I can't remember the name of the club, but I remember exactly where I
Kenya.
Was. Yeah. It's the most degrading and disgusting fucking thing. And to be honest, me, if a woman is violent after that,
I get it.
I saw nothing.
Yeah.
I saw nothing. Mm. It's so infuriating. Do you know what it's like? You feel like you have the right over my body. You, who is like a random person I don't know.
Mm.
You think you have the right over my body? No. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I actually can't remember I can't remember the last time that happened to me. But it's
but
like,
you know it's happened to
but
you.
I know it I feel like all women at some point just
can
know that it has happened
that?
To them.
Can
yeah,
you
that's
imagine
crazy.
That?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
That's disgusting. Yeah. That is madness.
And then there, let there be another man now. They are saying, ah, so you relax. He didn't mean anything by it.
What? But it's my body. That's the problem. The fact that you don't think there's anything wrong with touching me, especially in that way, without my consent, that's madness.
Yeah,
that's
smacking the ass, even holding the waist like in a sexual way. And you, I mean, you kind of just know what is a sexual way. I feel like you can't really, but you just know. You just kind of know.
So annoying. I'm so triggered, honestly. Why did we do this episode?
I know, even me, I'm kind of just
so
feeling so angry.
Angry.
And now we're like, I feel like we're teetering on the edge of like sexual abuse. So let's just say in general, women don't like it when men sexually abuse them.
That would be nice. It would be great if you stop doing that.
That's the thing.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, I realized, I feel like there's a reality of being a woman that men just would never and will never understand.
Yeah.
The concept of like, it's, let's say it's dark at night, like it's 9 p.m. or it's 8 p.m. and it's like, we need to take a walk to somewhere to get something. Mm. A man just doesn't think about like, oh, somebody could find me and take advantage of me or like kidnap me or rape me or whatever. Zach just like operates like, the world is mine. The world is his. Do you know what I mean? He's just like, oh yeah, I'll just go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, wow.
Because the other perpetrators are other men.
Yeah.
So at least there you can square up. Me, I can't square up. But in the UK, I was working even at night on my own. Yeah. Like, it's like, it's still something. Mm. I still am aware of it.
Yeah.
Like, in a different way than a man would be. But it's like, I could.
Yeah.
Like, and I wouldn't.
Yeah.
5
you
p.m.
Would never,
ha!
No. Let me see a
Catch
cloud.
Me
Let me
dead.
See a cloud. Passy.
I'm out.
Going home. I'm going
not.
Home. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going home.
It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, to be a man.
To be a man. And we said we love being women.
Exactly.
Do we really?
Another thing that women don't like when men do is, I think this one goes without saying, but like sending unsolicited pictures or videos of things.
Are you fucking 12?
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe people are still doing that.
Yeah, I too.
I feel like it's the bottom of the barrel That's low life. Mm-hmm. That is low life. Like,
look seriously. At me. It's like saying, look at me. I want to be looked at. It's crazy.
Low life. Yeah. It's like the worst.
I feel like people in the dating scene are probably the ones who are experiencing this more than obviously people like us.
Yeah.
But once in a while, I will go actually to my DMs and I'll find like a random dick pic or something like that. Or like, you know, a random like someone trying to hit on you or someone trying to, I don't know, just like inappropriate things. And it's like, you know, it's inappropriate. I don't need to tell you it's inappropriate, but like you're still going to do it anyway.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Why? And it's just like, why are you doing this? So far in the dating scene, not yet. And we pray to God that it will continue this way, because I feel like it's such low vibration energy. Yeah. I can't even take it.
Yeah.
Another thing that I feel, but you know, I think this one might be split, right? Something that women hate when men do is like bitching so hard about their ex, right? I think that's a red flag to me. Like if we're talking about your ex and it's not even balanced, you know? It's like this fucking whore who's this and especially with so much anger and passion.
Yeah.
No, that's a red flag.
Definitely a red flag.
That's a massive red flag. I don't need you to be like, she was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's so sad that I've left her. No. But that, like, you know, even the fact that you are this passionate,
right, like you're really
about
mad.
The fact that you
can
hate
tell
her.
that no, I'm actually the one who left you. Just be honest.
Red flag.
Just tell us.
That's always the case.
Okay, do you feel like it's more of a red flag when a man is that passionately angry about his ex or one who just doesn't talk about her at all? Like, even does not make any reference to her.
I think that, that one.
This one is
not
worse.
Talking about it at all.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what happened in your last relationship?
I don't want to talk about that.
No, no.
We should.
Because guess what? He's in therapy about her. The love of his life. It's not you.
Yeah, but it can become you, can't it?
Nope. I think that's a bigger red flag.
That one is worse.
I think that's definitely
maybe he's
worse.
Not ready to talk about it.
I hear that. How long do we give him? Because first of all, what happened? Then you switch on the news. Rapist on the loose. It's your man. That's why he doesn't want to talk about her, because he doesn't want you to know, because she's out there looking for him.
With his three kids that she has. Okay, right. Okay, fine.
Or man missing.
Yeah.
Your man for a year has been getting looked for in Eldoret.
Okay, question then. How much information about someone's ex are we expecting from a man?
To be honest, I don't care about the ex themselves. Like who they were and what they did is none of my business. I don't care in those details.
I care.
To be honest, what I personally want to hear from the relationship is like the dynamics and mostly your part, right? Like I would say when we have a conversation, actually, true life story. Somebody was telling me about a separation that they had with somebody who obviously they dated. And they went into how the dynamics were, but leaned into what their part was, like what how they were wrong or the things that they did. Because I want to see what you experienced there, what your role was and what you've learned. That's what I really care about. I don't want to know how she looks like, what she... I don't care.
You don't care?
I actually don't. I do not want to know.
You wouldn't want to know if like you walk into, I don't know,
if
a restaurant
as in,
and
if
like
we walk in together and we see the person, you telling me that. And actually, naturally speaking, I will see. I'm going to see a picture at some point, but it's not something I care about. Who your ex is to me doesn't matter at all.
I feel like I definitely want to know the full picture of like the person who they were with. I want to know like even was her body type like mine? Was her hair like mine? Like was this like, because if that was what you were attracted to, are you deviating so much from your ordinary to like this other one? Like if you've dated 4 skinny women in a row, why suddenly are you with me? I feel like that matters to me.
Shit.
I care.
You're here now.
No, so that now we're not, you're not in the promised land.
You're in the promised land.
No. May I want to? I just need to know. Like, and not in so much detail, but also when it comes to like the fights. Actually, now when you say it, I don't think Zach and I have ever like talked about like at the exes from a point of view of like that. Like, what did you do? What did you learn? I'm just like, no, it was a toxic relationship. That's it, done. And for me, it was just like, yeah, no, she never did X and Y and Z and whatever. And it's just like, oh, okay. Maybe there's a conversation we need to have, Zach and I.
Conscious dating means that you want to have a...
I feel like this only happens when now you're dating in your 30s. You know, you're actually getting to experience something so magical and unique, because people in our early 20s,
I know,
we don't
in your
even 20s, care about that.
In,
yeah.
your, in your early 20s or whatever, you're not thinking about that.
You're really
but
not.
Like now, it's like, it's more important for me to see, first of all, your ability to self-assess a situation and see your part and then your accountability about that. That's incredibly important, because it's something which I'm going to see in you. I would expect that of you, you know? So here's the thing, yeah. I've seen a, I don't even think I've ever seen, maybe I've seen a picture of one person's ex. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
One person's ex, and that's it. And that was just like, oh, just curious. I don't even know how that came up. It's just not something I care about.
Because now if you're dating in your 30s, that means probably the kind of man that you're going to align with, it'd probably be like late 30s to maybe 40.
No,
early
first
40s.
Of all, no, I'm not. Update. No, I'm not doing 40s.
40s.
I'm done with 40s.
Zach
I'm sorry.
Is 40.
Isn't that's that great. The age range?
No.
No.
It is.
Nope.
So what
I'm like a young 32. I want somebody who is like, yes, you're older, more grounded.
So like 37?
Max. Yep. Unless the Lord sends me a massive gem. I'm learning. The more people I see, the more I tweak what I like.
But you're open. Like, you're not going to discount this perfect man.
Exactly.
Because he's 40.
For a gem.
40s is where it's at, girl.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. I can tell you it's not.
Okay, maybe not for dating, but for somebody who, yeah, maybe. Okay, fine. I get it.
Yeah. 37 max. And then, you know, there's like a way they start looking. I'm not there yet.
What do you mean there's a way they start looking? What do you mean by
you
that?
Know.
No,
why,
I don't.
Why are you shocked?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Tell, explain to us. What do you
there's,
mean there's a way
there's
they start?
There's just like a way a man's body looks when he's like older. I've experienced 2 over 40s now, and I can tell you.
Yeah, but...
And they work out. Yeah, it's
the other
fine.
One was,
I love
was
that.
Was over 40.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad looking.
Yeah, he was great.
He was
but there's still something.
Yeah. I thought he
was great. But there's just still something. And I feel like because, like, for example, I feel like if you're 32, you've got kids, there's a way you would see.
There's a youthfulness.
There's a youthfulness you maybe not have. Actually, my friend Sassy has a child and she is possibly the most fun person and youthful person I have ever met. So maybe
am
it's
I
not
youthful?
About kids. No. You know you're not. You know you're not.
Okay, what's not youthful about me? Look, my dress is red. This is a very fun and playful.
I'm showing my thighs.
You see?
You're not not aged either.
But
it's not like
I'm going
to describe you. You're
33.
If I was going to describe it, wouldn't be like the playful Joanne.
Would you be like the playful Lydia?
I wouldn't say exactly playful, but youthful or like, yeah.
Okay, so you'd say like, looking at me, like I definitely give you like, I'm a mom and a wife.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. So this is what I told Terembe. I want to like change my wardrobe so that I look, but I know it's not a wardrobe thing. It's also an energy thing.
It is an energy thing. And you are married with 3 kids. The things you're thinking about, even right now when we're, it's in you. You're thinking about your life.
Okay, now I need to ask myself, what is it about being perceived that way that I feel like?
But the other day when you said that people tell you don't look like a mom, you said you find that offensive.
Oh, this is also offensive.
So?
I don't know.
So what do we do?
No, it's just like, I just want to look like a woman. It's not like, I don't want to look like I'm married with 3 kids, but I don't want to not look like I'm married with 3 kids.
But maybe,
I just want to look,
but
just
guess
look.
What? I don't know. It's because I know that you're married with kids. That would be hard for you to, no, because I can tell it's sassy
you
for sure.
Exactly. That's
sassy
the thing.
Doesn't look.
Okay. You mean like the difference between like me and let's say Geraldine.
Geraldine.
That's exactly what the problem is.
Oh.
You see? Yeah, you see?
Oh, wait. But she's a lot younger than you, one.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, how old is she?
She's like 26 or 27.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good match. That's fine. A 33-year-old who's married with kids. Who
Do you feel like if I kids. Had your body and you had my body, it would be the same?
No. It's true. Like, the smaller you are, the more people perceive that you're not young because the more kids you have, the more likely you are to be a bit bigger. And also, our metabolism slows down as we get older. So it's like, actually, everyone gets bigger when they get older.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Yeah. I guess this is just one of those, like, hard truths. Have we done an episode on hard truths that we don't want to accept?
Yeah. Remember?
Ugh.
We're just like...
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, the funny thing is, like, I feel like sometimes I look at my life as if, like, I'm looking at my life, you know.
Okay.
It's almost like, I'm a mom with 3 kids, but also it's like, I'm a wife with 3 kids, but also it's like, I'm a wife with 3 kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you know,
I hear
it's
you.
Like, you know.
I look at you like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, when we're just talking, I'm just like, and I say Mutana, I'm just like, yeah, she has kids. She has 3 of them.
Nelly says that to me all the time. She's like, so these are, like, your kids.
But
like,
funny
for
enough.
Yeah.
I don't feel like your energy carries that because I feel like you're one of those people, rare people
yeah.
who is like, you're such an individual because mm. those things are facts about you.
Yeah.
But you individually, you yeah, are the person,
person
who
yeah.
fights for your right to be just you more than anyone else.
Mm.
So I feel like it's hard for me to even say that because I know that you have kids and yeah, I know that I what know. A big part that. Of yeah. that is.
No, I get it, but you know what I mean.
Okay, she's.
It's yeah. like sometimes it's like they're facts which are like in your head, but they're not like here. Then when they're here, it's just like, no, go back to my head. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, okay, I don't.
What
I don't
are we even know. Talking about? We are so I off topic.
I don't even know. What are we talking about?
That was an interesting. It was a good
like dating
tangent.
Men who are over 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel tangent. Like for mm. now, I just want to date like 37 max. But if God sends a gem, guys, I'm not going to send him back.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see you with 40.
No.
That's good. Just what I God. Feel like, yeah.
The track record is showing that, but
it's
really
gonna be
no.
good, and you're gonna help him stretch because you know his knees ain't doing good.
No.
You're gonna help him.
No. I, if he's going to be actually,
and I need him to be friends.
The
with
other
Zach.
One, uh-huh. the other one, we could have done
yeah.
because he's youthful.
Exactly,
he's youthful
and energetic,
so it needs to be a
and
very
what?
Youthful, energetic, no dad bod body yet.
Oh my God.
Let me enjoy you for a few years.
I need God. Him to be able to be friends with Zach. If you bring someone too young, they're yeah. not gonna mesh.
It's that's Zach who decides to make that a barrier. Because it doesn't need to be a barrier.
Really? Well, it yeah. just depends on this person's energy.
Yeah, energy is going to matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just need whoever God has aligned for you to just like, for him to bring that person so that like, we can just like get it over and done with, you know.
I don't want to rush anything that I want to last
yeah, but
forever.
I want to. To be rushed. That's what I was saying, me, from a personal.
For you.
Yeah, from
all
a
right, God, you heard Joanne.
Uh-huh. Next one.
God, wow, we took you for 20 minutes on one point.
I know.
That was that mine or yours?
I don't know. I don't know whose it was. But anyway, here's something that I find personally very annoying is men making anything that could potentially be seen as like emotion or like even bromance or whatever, like anything to do with like men to men as like it's gay. And it's disgusting.
Are you
so
12?
Like, yeah. I don't know why it's such a thing that like when it's woman to woman, it's like, oh, Lydia and Murugi, it's like, oh, so cute. We can hug, we can kiss, touching each other's boobs. But when it's like even remotely suggested that they could perhaps like a man, be friends with
even
a man.
Hugging
even
sometimes.
Even loving their
they don't
friends.
Even tell each other I love you, you know,
and suddenly it's just like yo man, that's some gay shit, man, you know. No, that's a, no homo, bro, you know. It's just, that's so homo.
I don't think anyone who has money says shit like that,
girl. Yes.
Men who are impactful in the world don't say shit like
they
that.
They just don't. I find it so annoying. Or like anytime you tell them anything like to do with, oh, you know, taking care of their skin or taking care of like anything which they see as girly, it's just like, no, that's gay.
I find that
the thing
so
is, yeah,
annoying.
Yeah.
I can't then
yeah.
get wet for you. You I decide. It's either or. I you get can, wet for you or you or say you, shit like that, but it's not
it's
both.
It's not both.
It's not both. Yo, that's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
The last time I heard I think I was like 15.
I find that so annoying. I actually, yeah.
That's
to me, it's just
grow
like,
up.
Exactly. It's like, exactly. And it's grow like up. Now in this world that we are living in now, it's just like there are homosexuals and there are heterosexuals. There's transsexuals. There's everything in between, pansexuals, whatever.
Yeah.
And like all of these things are just like, okay. And
I don't know if I told you this.
Yeah.
When we said something about heterosexual,
right?
No, metrosexual. And what's it? Somebody said, I don't know if this is true, that metrosexual was a word invented by heterosexual men to try and separate themselves from being perceived to be homosexual. So apparently there's a homophobic undertone to
yeah,
that word.
Definitely. There's also a homophobic undertone too. Like now, actually tied to that, it's like men who wouldn't care so much about their personal hygiene. And that's now actually like, yeah, because that's just like masculinity. And it's like, if you shower...
Change
every day
that fucking t-shirt, Jake.
You shower every day, that's kind of like homosexual, because it's like now you smell good and you look good, and then now you make the men who actually want to shower and change and smell good and look good now feel like they are the homosexuals because they are showering.
I'm not arguing with you about water, Njoroge. I'm not
no,
I'm
about
not
water.
Arguing with you about water.
No,
I'm not doing it.
No
Watch I find that ass so crack.
Please.
No.
And like this, I mean, I feel like end of the day, like when my man comes home, there's a certain like sexy
mustiness.
But it's not, it's like,
even
obviously, but you're still
really
going
to
shower though.
Huh? Well, they're musty.
Yeah.
They do.
The balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The balls are really nice, but they are that musty.
One really day nice, musty, we mean not really bad. 3 weeks. Really nice, but really bad. You know? Really bad, but like really nice.
Like, it's like... It's like eternal.
And means like you've been working so hard for me. Your balls have just been like in
come
your pants.
Come here, let me teabag you, daddy.
Let me give you something. Yeah, but it's like now we're not going to. It's been a day. Now it's been the whole weekend.
First of
like
all, Sunday. I'm not doing that after 2 days. No, mm-mm. Please, mm-mm.
We're not doing
we
it.
We are not arguing about water.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we are not
yeah.
doing.
Yeah, and let's just men just need to stop making like basic everyday things now be it's like a homosexual or heterosexual thing. There's yeah. no. It's not a. Competition here, please.
We need to take care of our appearance, every single person.
Thank you. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Any other?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some people, actually, I think majority of women would say that they hate when men brag about their dick size. Actually, I have not met a man who is truly endowed, who is leading with like, oh, I'll show you what this big... Actually, most men who have been well endowed were a beautiful surprise.
Yeah.
Just a nice present.
Oh, I didn't even, I didn't even know. You're right, actually. You're right. And I feel like I will take the bragging about dick size, but that can't be before I have seen it. You yeah. see, it's like now we're in a relationship. Well,
now that
it's
we
like,
know each other. We know.
I know that your penis yeah. is big. Like, I already know it's big.
Yeah.
So it's like now, even in conversation, if it's coming up, it's I can't wait to whatever. Not until like, literally, I barely have gotten to know your personality. I've just discovered you're a narcissist and what you're shouting about is your big dick. No.
No.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Let it be a beautiful surprise. Just like how women are just like, oh yeah, I've got this type. It's all like in jest. Mm. But really, I can't. That's not a personality. It cannot be a personality trait for you to be bragging about your dick size.
Yeah,
please.
No, thank you. Actually, yeah. Some men lean in too much into
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
To a point where it's like, even if your penis is actually big, no, we don't even want it anymore.
Actually, if that's what you're leading yeah. with, like if that's all you have, I'm sorry. You're not bragging about your money?
Oh, because you ain't got none, bro. Oh. Yeah, we don't. Oh.
Because men usually start with money.
Yeah.
So why are we at a dick?
That is the question.
What's missing?
Yeah. Also, some of these things, I just feel like it's either it's like 30s or it's like everybody's going to feel this way. Mm. Because I feel like if you're in your early 20s, maybe you might not feel as passionately about some of these things that we've mentioned as perhaps we do. Yeah. Like, for example, the period one that we mentioned, if you in your early 20s are still like making peace with like how your body is and you're still getting comfortable, then obviously you don't expect a man to like 100% be comfortable with your body.
Yeah.
But I feel like the older that you get, the more you realize, wait, we've been cutting this man too much slack.
And we need to start when we are young.
Slack.
Like, don't
yeah.
give yourself slack about entertaining rubbish because yeah. you're young. Mm-hmm. Start now. We didn't have TMI.
Yeah.
You do.
You do.
You
lucky
do.
Bitch. Oh
you
my
do.
God.
So
oh
when Joe Rogan yeah. is just like, yuck! Over period, you can correct him and be like, "Are you 12 years old?"
Honestly, I don't know what I would do if a man if told we wanna me do in the like, what would I don't know what I would
grow
do.
Up.
Yeah,
anything that's within sex. What have I told you? There's no yuck.
We said queefy.
Pussy fart. Oops,
it's all of us.
Yeah, you are in the back end, and now there's poo. Oops.
Ooh, yeah, this is gonna be something.
It is going it's to be true. What it's going to be.
Yeah,
you don't get it both ways.
No, it's smelling a bit funky, but
oops.
Like you knew.
Here we are. You knew what you're getting yourself into.
You knew 100%.
Yeah, like what the problem with a lot of these dynamics tend to be is the woman who gets shamed.
Yeah.
No, why aren't we?
But it's
why
us.
Aren't you ashamed that you're in the back end? Why aren't you ashamed?
Yeah.
Why are you there?
Why are you?
Who sent you there? Be ashamed of yourself.
Not us being ashamed of me.
Yeah. Why is the shame on the woman?
I'm one of the many participants in this
yeah,
activity.
Exactly.
It's not just me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Done.
Anyway, if this episode has taught you anything, there are many things that men do that we hate. I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface.
Let me tell you.
We haven't even...
They're just coming
We haven't
up.
Even...
Are we going to do one that things men do that women love? Or let the hate sink
I feel like
in.
We have done one of like things men do that
but
women
I think
love.
It was definitely about relationships more than men in
more
general.
Men in general. Okay, fine. Let us know in the comments, guys, if you want us to do an episode like that. And
yeah.
also leave for us some other things that men perhaps, you know, in your circles do or have done that you personally hate because, you know, we love to hate on men sometimes.
Let me tell you
sometimes.
An ick my friend told me about. Like, this is not even ick. This is just disgusting. Apparently, a man who walks in a room and only acknowledges other men, like he only says hello to other men, like shakes their hand. And I experienced something like this. I won't even say where we were. So we were women. We walked into a room and we found a man there, right? There's something we were being shown. And then he greeted us. He was like, you know, hi, da 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 da, whatever. Then a man who we were with, now he just had like, he was just behind. Mm-hmm. He walked in and he went and he shook his hand.
Oh. Crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I literally was just like, what does this indicate?
So it's kind of like, it's like to make you feel like you're smaller than them. So
that
now, so then now if he does say hi to you or talks to you, it's like, it's a favor. He's doing
you
a favor.
It's only a man who's worth the handshake.
Yeah.
Literally, where he was, he walked to the man to shake his hand. And when we walked in,
nothing was.
I was perplexed. And then my friend told me that there's men who do that. They don't acknowledge women in the room.
Yeah.
They walk in and actually shake men's hands and you.
Is there a wave?
I feel like the distinction, even if you're going to like have a wave here and a handshake here, but it's not like separated by men and women. Mm. You don't have to shake everyone's hand or however you want to greet people. Mm. But
yeah, literally, I feel like the patriarchy is alive and well. And sometimes you just don't see it. You know, another group of men is the group of men who like anything that has to do with like a woman trying to like be like, yeah, but I'm a person too. It's kind of like, hey, this feminism things, always labeling
everything
as feminism.
Shut the
when
fuck
you're literally
up.
Just saying, yeah, but wait, there are no women in your organization. There's only one woman and 120 men or whatever. It's just like, hey, yeah, these feminist things, this feminist agenda. You guys, the feminist agenda. Literally,
what are you talking
we
about?
Just want basic respect. Like, are you
know,
serious?
Like, I've had somebody who had that, who kind of said something along those lines. So I was just like, what's feminist to you?
Yeah.
Then he says it, I'm like, that's actually not feminist. Mm. So you saying that, you don't even know what you're saying.
And then putting you in a position where now you have to defend. Now I'm explaining to you what feminism is and how this situation is not feminism and why women deserve to have a seat at the table.
I'm not doing that. I'm not arguing with... First of all, I'm not talking to men who hate women.
Mm.
I'm not doing that. If I get a sign,
yep,
this small sign that you hate women or our walk on earth, you have no empathy for some of the things that we deal with, because I have empathy for what men deal with. So if you don't have empathy for what women are dealing with, you don't think we should have basic rights.
Yeah.
You don't think that it's amazing that we're emancipated because you feel like we're going to take over at war.
Yeah.
I'm out.
That's the thing.
But and we can have an objective conversation about like how there is like the extremist about feminists and like how some of the movement, we can have that. Because I'm able to also critique the movement or the people who have used the movement in a negative way.
Yeah.
I can have that conversation.
But from a knowledgeable point of view, not from now anything I say is just like, lucky you women, you just want, so you wanted equal rights. So you wanted equal rights, so you pay for this. It's like, grow the fuck
Shut
up.
The fuck
it's
up.
Not, that's not what it means.
My God.
I get
you
so
pulled
mad.
Out my chair.
Yeah.
And now
and
it's like,
say,
oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, exactly. You women, you're always saying that you want equal rights, but now you don't want to pay for ninis. You guys
if
are always
broke,
saying,
just say. Just say.
It's so annoying. Actually, it's one of the most annoying things ever. Like, for me, I'm like, I'm not willing to start getting a back and forth with you about that. I'm just not.
I'm not going to have
it. I'm really not.
I'm not going to have it at all.
God.
And it's like, why are you so bothered? Like, why are you here?
Mm.
You're hating from outside the club. You're not a
you
woman.
You can't even get in. I feel like we also need to have an episode on feminism.
Yeah.
And like, because I feel like it's just one of those things which is so misunderstood. Like, in fact, these days, every time I hear it, I just feel triggered because I'm just like, is it actually relevant in that context in which you have said
exactly.
it?
Exactly. But I feel like there's also people who use the different misinterpretations of feminism to be hateful.
Yeah.
You're not curious.
Mm.
You haven't Googled what actually feminism is about. You're not curious to understand
or
what
the
it's
history
about.
Of it,
you
how
don't
it's
know.
Developed, whatever.
You don't
you're
know
right.
and you don't care. You're just using that word as an excuse.
Mm.
And funny enough, is it triggering to you when, if people, like we're in a room and everyone asks like, who's a feminist here? And there are women who don't put up their hand.
Yeah, it is. But you see, actually, it's not triggering to me because I'm like, this person doesn't know. She
doesn't
understand. Because if she did, she definitely would not.
And it bugs
me
that you're
not
curious enough to understand what it's about.
Not everyone is. That's one of the things about being growing up is you have to realize other people just aren't. Just the same way it bothers me when women are not ambitious. I'm always just like, so you just, this, what you have is just enough. For you, this is like, this is all the money you ever want to be earning. This is it. To me, that's infuriating. But it's like, you kind of just have to.
Yeah. To put it in an easy way, if you're raising your son and your daughter, do you want them to have equal opportunities to have a free, full life? Socially,
financially,
politically, do you want them to be equal, to have equal opportunities?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's actually the thing.
And if you don't ask yourself why.
Ask yourself. Actually, it's quite annoying. And maybe it's the fact that many of us don't actually realize how much feminism plays a part in like our literal day-to-day life. Or like the inequalities between men and women. Yeah. That's literally a whole episode.
And the people who fought in this movement that you don't care about is the reason why you can open your bank account without the permission of your husband. It's the reason why you can vote. I mean, all of these things were changed because they didn't exist before.
Yeah.
They were changed because we want the right to be able to vote about who governs us.
I know.
Anyway.
I saw a TikTok the other day which was saying about like, this woman was like, whoever fought for women to have like the ability to work, why?
Dumbass.
Why did you do that?
I'd be asleep right now. I'd be asleep right now.
And it was so genuine how she's like, why did you do that?
And I saw someone, this girl who was working, she was just like, when you're working and you realize maybe you do belong in the kitchen.
Somebody put me back.
I've
said many times, if my husband was to be like, this amount of money I'm earning right now, I will pay you and you just be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I would do it. Yeah. I would gladly do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't, not having to work so vigorously.
Yeah.
I don't think I would not ever do anything.
Yes, I would do something, but it's not like I have to.
Vigorously.
Right now, you have to be here, babe.
I have to be here.
You have to. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, do let us know below. Please give us your thoughts on feminism. Do you want us to do an episode about it? Let us know some things that men do that you hate. And let us know if you want us to do an episode of things men do that we love. Right?
Yes.
Have I said that correctly?
Yes. Things men do that we love, that women love.
Exactly, that women love.
That would be a good one to balance this hate spree.
So that we can just like, let's sanitize our PR and our perceptions
online.
Let's do that.
Can I just sanitize it a bit more? I have realized, I think in recent interactions with a lot of my male friends, that there's something I feel around them that I just don't feel around women. And it's a special thing that I don't think I've been appreciating as much. But now I am. So I'm still talking about the men I've selected, not
anyone else. Yeah, I feel like also, is it because most of them are,
they're not,
aren't they?
No, not most of them. That's just one group.
All right, that's the only group I thought you were referring to.
Who's another
group?
Derito, Carrie,
Dennis. All right, yeah.
Mariah.
I always forget about those ones that they exist.
Yeah.
You have more male friends than women.
I don't. It's actually pretty balanced.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it just seems that way.
Does it?
It seems that way because a lot of your female friends, some of them are not here. So it's like the ones in the UK. So like now when you're in the UK, it's like, wow, she has so many female friends.
Yeah.
But when you're here, it feels like it's a lot of male friends kind of thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. In Kenya, yeah.
It's outweighed. But I like that they at least give you that. And I think that's how women generally will select male friends. And that's probably why many women are not comfortable having male friends because it's just like, can you trust them? Like, do you feel that comfortable around them?
I feel like
with my man, I don't have that many male friends. Actually, do I have any male friends? Maybe like one or two.
The theater with.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, so probably like one or two or three maximum. I feel like with them, and especially even with my husband, there are times when like maybe they'll say something, like some of these things that we are saying that men hate, they'll say something. But for me, I like the fact that when they do say something or something comes up, I feel the freedom to be able to be like, actually, when
that's
you say that, that's very problematic.
Yeah.
It is problematic. It's problematic to me when you refer in a derogatory way to another woman, even if that woman is not me, because someone else will be referring to me like that.
Yeah.
And would you be comfortable with that? So being able to even just tell them and them to be able to receive the feedback and for me to see their action in it, that's very important to me in a male friendship.
Yeah. And actually, this is another way which we can merge the world in like male and female friendship. I personally feel like it is like there's a maturity you need to have to not sexualize every man you meet to be able to have authentic friendships where it's just like, literally, I would not ever date you and I don't want to be with you, but you are an amazing man to me, you're an amazing friend to me, you know? Yeah, people are always shocked that I can maintain friendships. And I had these relationships when I was in a relationship. They've been here even long before that.
Yeah.
And you can maintain them as long as there's respect for boundary. But the problem is, you guys want to be together and you're pretending. That's why the friendship is not
That's
working.
That's the issue. And maybe some people just have that ability to respect those boundaries. Other people just don't. And if you know you're one of those people who don't, then it's just best to befriend people of your own gender.
For sure.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, we are going to bring one which is about love, we promise. But if you are walking out there, don't go now assuming every man is like this. Mm. These are examples that we've said because of the majority of opinions, the things women have been through. But to be fair, I feel like there's many things that we haven't experienced, even on this list, in a long time.
Yeah.
So we pray that there's change.
Yeah.
We pray that
we
there's change.
We can only pray.
We can only
we hope. Can only hope.
We can only
yeah,
hope.
We're looking forward to hearing from you guys. Please do follow us on our socials as well if you haven't already. TMI Podcast KE, Lydia KM, Murugi Munyi, so you can also take part in such conversations because often we'll ask you guys your opinion before we actually start recording so we can incorporate your feedback as well in the episode.
Yeah.
So do follow us and subscribe if you haven't already, and we will see you in our next episode.
Bye.